I was pretty cool. Got a shot on Mitch Norton, good miss, and it was just a perfect kind of miss for me to go get. But yeah, it felt good. And Red Army was crazy, so that was fun.
When something like opens up and the opportunity happens, it's so quick. Like, when do you realize this is gonna be pretty big?
Just kind of go see the rebound come off and just try to go and get it. But it was a good miss. It was a perfect miss for that play. Oh man, that was pretty sweet. He got up there, but I'm giving him some stuff that was just like a little rim grazer. It's a little that's his Big East conference coming out of him. Needs some ACC in him, but no, that was cool.
That was a feeling amongst the group. I mean, the Breakers are being a pretty tough opponent. They did have two players down, but still, a relatively good win for you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Whenever you play New Zealand, it's gonna be a battle. Just the history with Perth, New Zealand, like I've heard, is crazy. So. And they've given us some problems throughout the entire year, and definitely just a good way to carry on a momentum that we took back from Melbourne, and continue in the winning column, and hopefully we can continue that this week.
You've got a pretty tough game coming up against United, and Trev said it's going to be a string of tough games now as well. How are you feeling heading into the game?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, 6 games in 11 days is never an easy feat, but we're going to do it together and just take it one game at a time. That's our mentality right now is, let's get this one on Thursday and then go from there. But I think, the rest of the season is just a good way to get ready for playoffs. So we want to be playing at a high level, and it starts this week for sure.
What have you learned about Magnite training with him?
Yeah, man. Today was his first day, kind of live, up and down, and he's a good player, man. Very athletic, uses his body well. And then just watching film on him from last year and what he did in the G League, he's definitely a great player, good guy, and we're excited to have him, and he's going to add another great dimension to our team.
So you were approved, we expected to be power forward, you come to center, and he comes in. How does your role change, or will it not change if he'll fill a different role?
Yeah, I don't think it changes too much. The 4 and 5 in the system does, primarily the same things. I think the thing about our offense is that guys are going to get open looks regardless, and people are so unselfish that the ball is going to keep moving, and Will seems like he's very unselfish as well, and I don't think that's going to be a problem. And defensively, that just adds, I think that's the biggest thing is, his defensive presence is going to be so huge for us on the glass and blocking shots. So again, we're very excited.
Nice to have someone else that size to share the workload, I suppose, from your perspective of the defensive work and the rebounding and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, I think just that's probably the one thing that we could have added this, just going out this year, as a guy who can just protect the rim, and with his jumping ability and his athleticism, I think he's going to be that guy. But I think you really have to shout out Jared Bearst, though. He's done a great job this entire year. He's rebounding the ball at a very high level. He's taking charges. He's playing his role to a T. So you got to shout out him, and he's going to stay ready. So if anything happens, he's going to be ready to go. Yeah, no doubt. Just off the court as well, too. We hung out a little bit after the game, and he's a great guy. Just funny dude to be around. So he's going to add just a great dimension, like I said, to the team. Just through one session with him, like I said, he's easy to play with, and guys are gelling. So, yeah, the more reps he gets and the more game reps he gets leading into the playoffs, I think that's only going to be good for him and good for us. Yeah, I think everyone right now is playing at a very high level, and that's why we're stringing together some wins. We're playing good basketball. So, and again, it's Bryce Cotton, it's Mitch Norton, it's Toddy, it's Kev, everyone, man. They're finding me, and I'm just able to make the shots that they create and I take. So you got to shout out the guards and shout out, again, just the system, because it's so unselfish and it's an easy way to play. Hopefully, like you said, that has been my goal ever since I was, a young boy is playing in the NBA. So I'm going to continue to work. And my mindset right now is just to help Perth out and help, I want to win another championship here. Three-peat doesn't happen a lot. And this is such a great group to be around. And that's my sole mindset right now. My sole goal is to help win. And then I'll worry about that after the season.
You hung out a bit. When you were in Perth, everyone was ringing you and mm-hmm. looking for a forward. Obviously, had games going on during that point as well. Did you have a chance to talk to him or build some sort of rapport with him while he was stuck in the hotel in Sydney?
Yeah, I texted him. I think it was like his last day or two. I think the news didn't break until his 12th or 13th day or something like that. So I didn't even know he was in quarantine until, you know, the news came out. So yeah, I mean, again, you know, I texted him a little bit and had a chance to hang out with him and some of the guys. So great dude.
Is that the biggest thing? Try to get as much time together as humanly possible so that you build that rapport on the court as well as off?
Yeah, no doubt. Just gaining chemistry. All the guys on the team, again, gel really well on and off the court. And it seems like Will's going to do a great job. Again, he's been here for a couple of days, but, you know, we can already see it. And, yeah, we're just happy that he's here.
Did he do that whole session just then, or is he still on restricted sort of training?
There? Yeah, no, he did the whole session. Yep. He looked really good.
Has there been any discussion about, you know, Trevor sort of said before that he's likely not to play a huge amount of minutes? Has there been a discussion as to how many minutes he's sort of likely to play and the expectation on you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a question for Coach. I'm not really sure. He hasn't really said anything about that. Again, he's been in quarantine for 2 weeks, so it's not easy to come in and start playing games right away. So I think they're going to try to ease him into it a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, we're excited to have him.
Just on your season as well, personally, coming over, you know, what were some things that you were hoping that the Wildcats would be able to give to? And do you think that you're still sort of progressing or you've managed to reach that point?
Yeah, I just want to be able to learn from just a championship organization like this, coming in each day and having that, you know, championship mentality with all the guys that are here, all the coaching staff that's here. It's been great. And I think I've personally just become a better player since I've been here. And that says a lot about the team. It says a lot about the whole organization and the whole staff. And just the culture here is phenomenal. And I'm loving it. So, yeah, it checks all my boxes for sure.
Just